Yo.
Dizzled.
Word. What's the bizzle dizzleness?
It's drizzling in the nizzle.
Is it drizzling or trizzling?
It's drizzling.
Is trizzling like the expanded form of drizzling? So like if it's drizzling really hard, is it trizzling?
I would imagine that would be the case.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Want to record a podcast?
No.
Okay.
I just wanted to talk on Skype.
Okay, that's cool. Let's do that.
Are you
Join.
gonna record while we talk on Skype?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Depends if we talk about anything good.
Okay.
Could just sit here for a couple hours and not talk about anything that is worth recording.
Yeah.
Okay.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm feeling like I should probably open up some tabs for beer news, huh?
Yeah, that might help.
Yeah. We'll do a short one this week.
Are you feeling like a short one?
Here's the thing. The last 2 weeks where I said,
Hey, we should do a short one.
yeah, they were both like 2 hours. Okay, let's record. In 3, 2, 1. Of the Brewcast. My name is Andy Hill. I am your host.
Yay.
Don't introduce yourself, motherfucker. I introduce you. You speak when spoken to, you goddamn ignorant, ignorant bastard. That's an awkward silence.
Oh, were you speaking to me?
Yes, I was.
Oh, hey, how's it
Hi,
going?
Ben.
Hey, what's up?
That's Ben Livingston.
Hey, I'm Ben Livingston.
He's my co-host.
Yay.
Ben sent me a package today.
Yeah.
Yeah, he
Did he
sent
like
his
my
package
package?
all the way from North Carolina. It was a big package.
You get my big package?
Yeah, it arrived at my doorstep. Bottle of Rogue's 1515.
Yeah.
They're very limited edition 1,515
515.
bottles of the 15,000th brew from Brewmaster John Mayer.
Yeah.
I didn't realize these were actually signed and numbered and dated by him.
Yeah, true
which
story.
Which is kind of crazy. Like, they come with a certificate of authenticity.
You get that nice black bottle with the
Yeah,
silver
ceramic
writing on it.
bottle.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so nice. Silver marker pen writing on it. It's a very,
Yeah.
very nice bottle. Nice 750.
You look at the ingredients on there?
I haven't really taken a look. Let's take a look. Ingredients. 2-Row, Crystal 75, and Weyermann Carafe Special 2 and 3. Oh, so it's a different year. Nice. Pearl and Falconer's Flight Hops, Belgian Candy Sugar, Belgian Stout Yeast, and Free Range Coastal Water.
Yeah.
That sounds fucking awesome.
Yeah, I kind of want to stick my dick in it.
Oh, I can't wait to drink this. So, I have number 544 out of 1515.
I think I have 43, I'm not sure.
43? Okay.
Yeah.
So we're gonna hold on to this until, beer's giving.
Yeah, buddy.
And, give it a whirl. So this is gonna, I'm wondering if I should keep it room temperature till then or chill it till then. I think I'll keep it room temperature till then.
Yeah, I imagine since it's, it's actually a capped Grolsch bottle, but.
Yeah, it's capped with a stopper that you can reuse if you choose to, but that's
No
not
doubt.
a bottle I'm planning on reusing anywhere.
Yeah.
That's one that's gonna go right on the shelf in a prominent location.
Nice, nice.
I like this idea of limited edition beers that I can't get that I have to have you order for me. Like, I kinda, it makes me feel like I'm doing something fancy, like I'm a wine drinker.
Fancy. It's like a beer exchange program.
Yeah, it basically is. So for those of you that have never listened to the show before, this is a podcast about beer and brewing beer, but mostly just about beer news and dumb shit we decided to talk about. Yeah. And we do talk about the beers that we're drinking. And I'm going to actually start with that because I've been drinking this beer and it doesn't, not exactly what I'm going to discuss because I'm drinking Narragansett.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw, motherfucker.
And not like you've ever drank Narragansett
before. I love Gansett, man. It's a solid, cheap beer. I like it a lot.
It's the Gansett.
I think it's about $6 for a six-pack of tall boys.
That's not too bad at all.
No, you can't. They actually do seasonals, which are actually usually pretty good. And those are a little more expensive. Those are closer to $8, but $6 for six 16-ouncers is not bad for cheap.
No, not too bad at all.
I like it. So what's new with you, Ben?
You know, it's been a busy week for the most part. Work's been consistently busy. Past couple days, I've been out after work. Friend from work is just turned 21 yesterday, so we did the ceremonial take you out and get you fucked up kind of thing.
As you did for me, I think.
Yeah, hey, well, that's what it's about.
Were you there at that?
Actually, I was not because
you were gone, but
I had moved to Georgia at that point.
Okay. Yes, this was pre our Georgia road trip.
Yeah, pre-Georgia road trip. True story. But, yeah, other than that, it's been a pretty chill time. I purchased a fairly inexpensive, video card to upgrade. I got the Radeon 6670 Core Edition.
Ah.
So it's a 2 gig DDR3, card, and it's about half the size of my old one. Which,
really?
I'm pretty ecstatic about.
That's cool, because my current card is the size of my case.
Yeah, those... Are you still running the 98?
Yeah, my system's 3 years old at this point, and
it's... Oh, yeah, mine's pretty old as well.
Yeah.
But,
It's definitely upgrade time.
The GPU fan on that card sounds like a fucking jet engine.
Yeah.
If I'm running something after about 5 minutes, you get that... Whee!
Nice. That sounds like a normal.
Fucking awful.
Great.
So anyway, we'll this Radeon and it was pretty decent. So
piggybacking off your computer question, or not your computer comment. Mm-hmm. I'm actually starting to look at the setups for my next machine, and something I didn't realize before, because I've always built my own PCs.
Yeah.
And I looked at going with like iBuyPower or something, just so I didn't have to build it. But then I realized I actually like building it.
Mm-hmm. It is fun.
It is fun.
You feel a sense of accomplishment. And when you look down and you play it, you go, hey, I made shit. This is mine.
And although it's easy enough for me to pick parts myself and put them together, sometimes I don't like doing the research of figuring out, okay, which RAM is compatible with this motherboard, blah, 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 blah. So I found out Newegg has always been awesome. But Newegg has a whole section of their site for their combo deals.
Mm-hmm.
And they do combo deals for full PC setups.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. I thought, because I knew they did combos for like a motherboard and CPU. Or like a motherboard and a power supply. But I didn't realize they did full setup outside of the bare bones section of the website.
The last time I did a, because actually this PC is a mid to high range Dell that I more or less Frankensteined into something a lot better and used the old parts on my old PC.
Gotcha.
So I kind of made my old XP PC that much better and then Frankensteined this one into something fairly beastly. So, but yeah, I got a power source, video card, RAM combo from Newegg and it was fucking dirt cheap.
Yeah. I was looking at a setup for a full bore, PC. It was, I think it was $810.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I've always been an AMD guy. I've never bought an Intel chip in my life, even though I know they're better. But
an SDI7s or i5s?
No, it's the AMD FX, 3.6 gigahertz Zambezi core. That's like their eight core crazy processor.
Yeah.
So it's that, it's whatever kind of motherboard. 8 gig of RAM, which is what I'm going to go with.
Because you're barely going to be using 8 gig unless you're pushing crazy art software.
Comes with a Radeon, one of the 7000 series. I forget exactly which one, but it's a 2 gig of video memory.
It's
beautiful. Comes with a 128 gig solid state drive.
Nice.
And a 1 terabyte regular drive. And the case. And the power supply. And fucking everything for like $800.
It's not too bad at all.
No. So I think that's probably where I'll end up going. Because now that I've been playing Guild Wars 2, my machine is fine, but it's bogging down.
Yeah.
Which to be fair, like that game is not optimized completely yet. Like people with really good systems are having issues with frame rate, so I'm not too worried about it. It'll get better. But that game's fucking awesome, man.
So I've heard. We've got a new guy at work who I was showing him around the hospital, and we have this little system. They're called WoW cards. If you do something awesome, then they give you, hey, you did awesome. Here's a WoW card. And I had mentioned WoW as in a work reference, not the video game. And he started rambling off. Oh, hey, so we got to, anyway, so he was playing Guild Wars 2. And he's enjoying it thoroughly. But I told myself I'd finish a couple games that I'm currently playing before I even begin to do that. So.
Yeah, I told myself that too, but then I bought it anyway.
Yeah.
it's good, man. I mean, it plays like an MMO, but the combat's way cooler.
Yeah.
I like that you're
I've seen all the upgrades to previous Guild Wars games. So.
Yeah, I like that the skills are tied to weapons. Yeah. You can dodge actively, so it's more active combat.
Mm-hmm.
But, excuse me, you can actually dodge abilities physically.
I've got 4,896 intelligence, which puts it at 9,800 damage with 30% hit ability and
exactly.
A fucking spreadsheet of death.
Exactly. No, it's like there's some physical and they're combo strikes and the combat is. I've died a lot in that game.
Hmm.
Like it's kind of hard. You can be pretty squishy. I mean, I have died. And I don't exactly feel like I'm a bad player. Like I've been playing MMOs for a long time and video games for a long time. But man, like, I have died so much in that game. But they make it easy to respawn and stuff.
Is it squishy like when you're in Final Fantasy XI and you hit that threshold where you can't kill shit by yourself anymore? Squishy?
No, you can kill shit by yourself, but like if you're fighting two mobs at the same time, you're screwed.
Oh, okay.
So it's harder to deal with multiple mobs, but it's been fun so far. Maybe I'm just terrible at it. I was playing a melee class for a while. Now I switched to a ranged class, and I'm kind of digging that more. But no, it's fun, man, and it's a beautiful looking game. The story stuff is cool. The zones that I've been to so far are really cool. Have good story aspects to them. And and the fact that there's no monthly fee on that game.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Is pretty crazy. Like it weirds me out that there's no monthly fee. It feels like there should be. But yeah. I've been playing that. I've been still cracking into The Witcher 2.
Yep.
Probably a few hours in that, which is good. I like that game a lot.
Did you know they still have Final Fantasy XI servers going?
Yeah.
They're actually coming out with a fifth expansion in 2013.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty weird. Pretty intense.
Did you know that they're relaunching Final Fantasy XIV because it was so bad the first time they launched it?
That's pretty awful.
They developed some crazy new patch that changed the game completely, and they're going to be relaunching it.
I don't understand. With having a successful Final Fantasy XI that apparently still has like 1.5 to 2 million subscribers.
That's impressive.
Yeah, right? It's been almost 10 years. And they figure they'll do 14, fail in 15, and then decide to re-release it. That's, I don't know. Seems like a shitty business move, but then again.
I agree with you.
I'm not Square Enix, so.
You are not. You are not. That's okay.
But hey, guess what I'm drinking.
What are you drinking, Ben?
I was at the Harris Teeter local grocery store and saw a box of Sam seasonal ales, and they actually have a few that I haven't had before, and I thought I had pretty much hit the Sam Adams lineup.
I am interested to see what is in this seasonal offering.
Well, first, which I currently have poured, is the Hazel Brown.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sam Adams making a brown ale.
Yeah, the description says, this flavorful dark ale has distinct hazelnut aroma and taste. Slightly sweet caramel and toffee malt notes accentuate the pleasant roasted hazelnut character. And I'm digging it. I'm generally not a brown, like a nut brown ale kind of guy.
Yeah.
But I'm digging this. It's soft. It's sweet. It's almost.
Is that your dog?
Yeah, yeah. He's scratching the collar right now. Hey, dude, stop that shit. Oh, he just went hyperactive on it now. He's like, stop it. He's like, oh, my fucking neck itches. This feels so good.
So many itches.
Oh, itches everywhere. All of them. All of the itches. But, yeah, no, I'm digging the Hazel Brown.
Nice.
Also in there, they have the Harvest Pumpkin Ale.
Uh-huh.
Which I have had.
I haven't had that, but I hear it's fine.
And they've got the Dunkelweizen.
Oh, it's a Dunkelweizen.
Yeah, the Sam Adams Dunkelweizen.
Right.
They've got the regular Boston Lager, Oktoberfest, and the Latitude 48.
So, all right. Latitude 48 is pretty good, actually. It's a solid IPA.
Yeah, so...
nice.
Good job, Sam Adams.
Good job, Sam.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
It's good shite. It's good shite.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. So, anything else new?
I have a new hole in my ceiling.
You have a new hole in your ceiling?
Yeah, we, so the house that we bought, it's a small house, and mm-hmm. So there's not a ton of storage space, but it's the perfect size house for us if we could just use the storage space more wisely.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a full attic, but the problem is that the only access...
You had a full attic?
No, we have...
Okay. No, that's why I said you've got a hole in your ceiling. You had a full attic.
Well,
it's not holding.
Okay, well, let me explain. shut the fuck up. Let me talk.
No, you shut the fuck up.
Let the men talk.
Oh.
Okay.
So, full attic.
So, we have a full attic, but our only access to it was this little hatch at the top of our basement stairs. And because of where it was, unless you had a full ladder, you couldn't get in there.
Mm-hmm.
It was too narrow for even my shoulders to fit through comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
So let alone any kind of box for storage. And number one, I don't have a full ladder.
Mm-hmm.
If I did, I would have to put it on the stairs in order to access.
Yeah, that's super sketch.
Yeah, it was bad. So my uncle is a contractor and carpenter. So we actually we set up an appointment. He came by and he cut a hole in my ceiling today.
Yeah.
And installed a new crawl space in the office. Nice. That I can access with just the step ladder. That's 3 feet by 3 feet, so it's nice. Plenty wide for me to get up there and redid some beams, and it's nice. So my father-in-law and I are gonna get some plywood down up there so we can have some storage. So
finish it up a little bit.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's not much we gotta do. It's all blown in, not a blown in insulation, but that loose like batting style insulation up there. But we got to get some plywood over the rafters just so I could have somewhere to put stuff. But we're going to get some of that, nail it down, and looks nice.
Excellent. That's good to hear.
Got the family discount. So
which is
I don't know. I paid for around $400.
That's not too bad.
For materials and labor. And but yeah, he came, did it himself and spent the day doing it, cleaned up, was great. Looks really nice. Just have to paint it. So, but yeah. So I haven't.
How's school going?
Oh yeah, this is the first week of school. It was fine. It's fine. I had freshmen and juniors this week. I have a junior honors class this year. That's that's awesome. Those kids are great.
This your movie?
That's next week. Next week will be my film studies class.
Your film studies, yeah.
Yeah, but no, my honors class is just hysterical because I assigned them over the summer. They had to read Catch 22 and Slaughterhouse 5, and mm-hmm. the plan with that was the first part of the year we're going to talk about satire and talk about, you know, just, you know, methods of satirization and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so as a way to illustrate that, I decided to show them or have them read, one of the more famous pieces of satire, A Modest Proposal.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with that?
I'm familiar with the book. I have not read it, though.
Not a book. It's an essay.
An essay?
So you're not familiar.
Well, I'm familiar
Fine
enough.
Sack of shit.
I know the name.
You know the name.
All right, I know the name.
So A Modest Proposal is an essay written by Jonathan Swift, who is the author of Gulliver's Travels.
Okay.
And the premise behind A Modest Proposal is it's a solution to end the problem of poverty and overpopulation in Ireland during the 1700s. Because it was a big issue. All the poor people were having too many babies, couldn't afford to feed them, starvation was rampant, blah, 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 blah. So the idea behind A Modest Proposal is he writes this, it's like this 10-page essay. And the first two pages, he just talks about the problem and sets out, you know, like, here are all the things. And then 3 pages in, he proposes his solution, which is to simply eat the children.
Hey, that works.
Right, but he presents it, like, completely seriously, and so obviously as satire, you know, we were looking at it like that. Yeah. But they had never seen it before, and so they read it, and 3 pages in, you could just hear the whole class, because I had them read it to themselves, the whole class just starts laughing. Like, people really seem like, is he serious? Like, no, yeah. Of course he's not serious. But it was fun.
Those Irish bitches are crazy, though.
Yeah, man, Ireland. Oh, we'll just eat the children there. But
is that what they said?
That's what they said. Uh-huh. Oh, we'll be eating the children.
So, oh, yeah. Just pop them in your mouth like M&Ms.
Everything. Okay. That was my week. So it was good. It's good. Film class next week. Ben.
Yes.
Pick a number between one. Hold on. How many different ones do I have? One. Between 1 and 5.
Let's go 3, right in the middle.
3. All right. So, I have here in my paw a bottle of Sierra Nevada's 2012 Beer Camp.
Beard Camp.
Brew. It is the Imperial Red Ale.
Very nice. Very
this
nice.
Is Beer Camp number 65.
Excellent.
So are you familiar with the Sierra Nevada Beer Camp, Ben?
I believe we've talked about it before.
I think we've mentioned it, yeah. So Beer Camp is Sierra Nevada hosts this event every year. I don't know if it's just to actual brewers or if the public, like homebrewers, can get in on it. But it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a brewing camp. So people get together and learn strategies and brew beer together. And then every year they release a 12-pack, mix pack of the 4 of the different beers that they brewed at Beer Camp. Hmm. And so this one is a Imperial Red Ale. It describes itself as taking the intense hop profile found in a traditional double IPA and turning up the malt. So it looks like a red ale. So if you haven't ever actually looked at a red ale, it's kind of like a brown, like a lighter brown ale. That same sort of malty character. So
it has a reddish tinge.
It does indeed.
Almost like a brick red, which is thin brownish.
So the smell of it, the nose is all hops. So it smells like an IPA. You can't really smell any of the malt. But let's see.
And?
It's good. It's hoppy, but it does have that malty finish that you would expect out of a red ale. Not so malty as to be like a brown ale, but definitely more malty than a traditional IPA.
So they did right by naming it an Imperial Red.
Yeah, no, it's exactly what it should be. It's solid though. I like it a lot. So, this is a quick review, but. It is just tasty. For a red ale, it's a B, because I guess it's not really
a red ale.
Not really a red ale, but
yeah, right?
But as an overall beer, it's definitely an A. I mean, it's solid. So one of those things where like every year they do Beer Camp, there's always one or two in there that I wish they would just make year round.
Yeah.
This is kind of one of them because this is solid. So
fucking delicious.
Yeah. So what do you think? You wanna got anything else to say? You wanna talk about some beer news or something?
No, I was just perusing the UFC website looking through the new drama that's going on in the UFC.
Man, I'm so many fights behind. What's the new drama in the UFC, Ben?
Are you aware of John Jones? Oh shit.
Oh, John Bones Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Sorry. Ashley just got home. Dog went apeshit.
I heard. That's okay.
So, actually, this weekend, John Jones was supposed to fight Dan Henderson.
Oh, Hendo. Benson. And that was,
yeah, no, not Benson Henderson.
Not Benson, just actually straight Ben. Henderson.
Yeah, no, actually, Benson Henderson has the lightweight title right now. He holds the championship for that.
I think I knew that. So, okay, yeah. Wait, so which one is, I always confuse the two. So Ben Henderson, is he the one with the longer hair, or is that Benson?
Yeah, he's a darker guy. He looks like he's okay. Mixed.
He's the guy I like.
He's got the big angel wing tattoo.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. I like him.
So he got the title for lightweight. But anyway, John Jones was supposed to fight a guy, was that Saturday, and he got injured. So Dana White, being the promoter he is, decided, hey, we'll go ahead and, reschedule you with someone else. So the former light heavyweight contender, Chael Sonnen, who's fought Anderson Silva twice and lost. And
yes, and that last fight that he did was, oh, I wanted him to win so badly.
Yeah,
I was so pissed at Silva. Fuck.
So, yeah, Dana White says, okay, Henderson's out. We've got a week. Hey, Chael Sonnen, you want to step up and take this fight? It's a different weight class. It's another 20 pounds up.
Right.
So Chael Sonnen goes, hell yeah, I'm a fighter. I'll fight anytime, anywhere. John Jones, and then actually contractually, John Jones doesn't have to fight if a fight falls out. He doesn't have to take the person that steps up. So he had been training for someone else and says, no, ixnay on the Chael Sonnen. Chael Sonnen hasn't fought anybody in this weight division. He hasn't proven himself here. Not only that, I've trained for someone else, and this is a title fight. I'm not going to risk my shit on the fact that you're trying to. So anyway, UFC 151 got canceled because the main event there was no main event.
I see that. I see that there is no. I'm on the site now. I see that there is no 151. The results for 150 and upcoming 152.
Yeah. So they rescheduled and actually had Machida, who John Bones Jones had fought previously and choked out like a rag doll.
I saw that fight.
Yeah, it was kind of freaky the way he fell down. But so he said, hey, Machida, you're next in line for another title shot. And Machida goes, my numbers in Canada, because that's where it is in Canada, my numbers in Canada aren't that great. And he gets money based on sales.
Gotcha.
So Machida copped out after saying yes. So now he's fighting Vitor Belfort, who is also a 185er who's stepping up again, who used to hold the title in 205. And yeah, I'm anxiously waiting to see how this goes because everybody and their mother is hating on John Jones for not taking the fight. And it was a lose-lose situation.
I don't know, man. I like John Jones.
I love John Jones.
I like his fighting style. I've enjoyed watching every fight I've seen him in. Yeah.
And he's a respectful.
I've seen Belfort fight too, and I'm kind of anxious to see this now.
Yeah, and like I said, John Jones, he's a respectful guy. He's good at what he does. He's family based, and I don't know why people hate on him.
Holy shit, Bisping's on that?
Yeah, Bisping.
Bisping's fighting again?
Bisping and Stan.
What the fuck?
Brian Stan's pretty much a powerhouse. So
crazy. So okay, hold on. So while we're talking about UFC, this is the Beard Podcast, by the way. Mm-hmm. While we're talking about UFC, I gotta try to remember who it was because it wasn't during the Silva Sonnen match. Who is it? Anyway, the surf shop
mm-hmm.
where I work in the summer, the owner knows, not the owner, but one of my coworkers. Knows one of the dudes that was in UFC, I think 147.
Mm-hmm. Is he a Boston-based guy?
Yes.
Man, what was?
Maybe it wasn't 147. I want to. Fuck, I can't remember who it was. I'll have to figure it out and let you know because this has nothing to do with our podcast. But whatever.
Sorry.
Yeah. So if I can think of it, I'll let you know. But it was. I heard that. Him talking about his friend who was in the UFC. I'm like, you mean the actual UFC or just he
does
fights MMA?
MMA. Yeah.
And he's like, no, the actual UFC. I was like, okay, and you know, asked his name, and I was like, holy shit, I know that guy.
All right.
Or like, know who he is, you know? But I can't remember.
That's all right. No worries.
Off the top of my head. Anyway, back to beer. Let's talk about some beer news, Ben.
Alright. You want to talk about beer news?
Yeah, let's talk about beer news.
Why would you want to talk about beer news?
I'm waiting for you to get the theme song.
Oh.
Beer news.
Beer news.
I love that so much.
Oh, yeah.
I need to eventually just get a proper mixer kind of thing where I can inject that into the stream.
Yeah, definitely.
That'll be, maybe I'll look into getting a cheap one before Beer's Giving.
I think they still have a free version of Fruity Loops out there.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, and you can just splice what you're doing there and inject.
Yeah, I'll have to see what we.
What are you using right now to edit?
Oh, I use Audacity.
Hmm.
But I'm talking. I want something I can do live. So like as we're recording, I can just all of a sudden inject it in. You'll
hit a button and it goes. Oh, I gotcha.
That's the kind of thing I'm looking to do.
Trying to get professional podcasting on me?
No, it's really not professional. It's fuck professionals.
Yeah, right.
I just do it for the fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm opening the Harvest Pumpkin Ale.
Great, you're breaking down. Is this the wall? You're breaking down?
Yeah, I'm breaking down.
Great.
But not only that, are we alternating weeks on the podcasts now?
I'll remind at the end. That's a good point to bring up.
Because with that said, I won't have an opportunity to actually break the seal on the podcast till, I don't know what, not next week, but the week after. That's way too long for me to
be
having pumpkin ale. So I figured I'm a day away. I'll just go ahead and I'll break it.
Yeah, we're gonna be shifting to every other week here on the podcast. Not for any particular reason. Mainly because now that I'm back to school and my daughter's getting to be more of a handful, it's a little tougher for me to get time away every week. Because we do this fairly late. We don't start recording till about 9:30 or so Eastern, and I work the next day generally because we record on Thursdays. So I don't really want to shift the day that we record because I like our schedule and whatnot, but I can't do every week anymore. So we're gonna be going to every other week, which is fine. So it actually probably work out better because there'll be more news at once. The podcast will be a bit longer. We have to talk about more beers and.
Ooh.
There will be more to talk about. So the podcast, I think the quality is going to go up by switching to every other week.
Yeah.
Not that the quality is terrible because we're fucking awesome. So there's that.
Man.
How's the Harvest Pumpkin?
I'm just so glad to have pumpkin in my face.
You picked a pretty good one to start with.
Yeah,
I like their Harvest Pumpkin.
And the sad part is I've had a lot of pumpkin ales. I've had a good majority of them. Did not know Sam Adams made a Harvest Pumpkin. But
it's fairly new. I think they only started doing it last year.
With that said, it's got that nice nutmeg, just pumpkin spice feel. It even the flavor's soft, like you'd want a pumpkin flavor to be. It's sweet, it's smooth. It's a little malty for me, actually. Even though, you know, it should be malty, but
to the point that the malt actually overwhelms some of the spiciness, or
no, I feel like I'm enjoying the spiciness and the sweetness and getting hold of that pumpkin flavor, and then right at the end, it's like a kick of malt.
Gotcha.
Which, you know,
that's kind of how this Imperial Red is.
Yeah, and
where it's
generally
a hoppy malt kick.
Yeah, and like I said, I wouldn't mind that on a general basis, but when I'm enjoying a pumpkin pie beer or pumpkin beer, mm-hmm. I like to just get that smooth pumpkin flavor all the way through. And it's not a shitty malt flavor, it's a Sam Adams. But as long as I keep drinking it and keep that flavor fresh in my mouth, there's really no complaint. So, yeah, I give it a solid B+ for a pumpkin ale. I like my pumpkin ales a little spicier.
Gotcha.
You'll
like the pumpkin ale that I'll have ready for Beer's Giving then.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Put a lot of spice in there. I haven't brewed yet because I'm waiting for actual pumpkin. I'm going to use, I usually use canned.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use cut up actual pumpkin now.
So, I mean, are you actually going to cook it down to the point where you reduce a lot of that water out, or
yeah. Well, so what I do even with the canned pumpkin is I'll spread it out on a cookie sheet,
Gotcha.
And I'll bake it. I'll cover it with pumpkin pie spice, and I'll bake it for maybe an hour.
Okay.
Just to caramelize it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then
get all the sugars working.
Right. So then I'll take that and I'll dump that into the mash. But I think I don't know if I want to do that again. I kind of want to use whole pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
Just like get actual pumpkin, cut it up, just put pumpkin pie spice on it, some cinnamon, some nutmeg, some allspice, bake it, and then put the chunks in there.
Yeah.
Cause really, like, pumpkin doesn't contribute much to a pumpkin beer. It's all the spices.
Oh yeah, it's different spices.
So, I mean, you can do the same thing with yams. Like, you could just use yams or squash or whatever and get the same taste of a pumpkin beer. You wouldn't know the difference. Cause the spice is the flavor. It's just,
how's the pumpkin pie mix work with the mash tun? I mean, is that a bitch draining
it's
that
the
out?
Worst. It's the worst fucking beer to make ever.
Because you think about it and just with the malt alone.
It's the worst.
And it sifting through that little metal grate
it
you've got in
the
there.
It is the worst. I hate it more
than
anything.
And now you're adding this slush into your mash tun.
I get a stuck sparge every fucking
time. Yeah, you're sparging pie consistency.
It is the worst. Okay, so to explain
this viscosity is all
okay,
out of the...
So we're a brewing podcast too, besides just a beer podcast. I should explain this. So part of the brewing process, when you, in order to get fermentable sugars into your liquid, you have to first extract them from the grain. So you have to convert starch and grain to sugar. The way to do that is you do that by doing something called mashing, which is where you have heated water, put the grain in that heated water, let it sit for an hour, and the starch converts to sugar through the heat of the water. Now, that's where you add your specialty grains, that's where you get all your flavor from. So when you use pumpkin, if you're brewing that way, if you're using all grain like I am, you want to get as much as you can out of the pumpkin, so you put it in the mash. So you put it in with all the other grains. Now, when you drain that out, you're straining liquid out of grain through what is essentially toilet supply hose.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is, actually. So
it's a metal chain hose. It's a really thin metal chain hose.
If you look at the back of your toilet, you'll see a braided metal stainless steel hose. Mm-hmm. That's what connects the toilet to the water supply. The inside of that is like a rubber hose.
Yeah.
But what I did is I took that hose, I cut the ends off, pulled out the rubber part, so it's just the stainless steel mesh.
Mm-hmm.
So it works like effectively like a colander, but much much narrower passage for water to get through, and it's stainless steel. So it drains through that. When you're draining water through the grain, it's not so bad because you can just kind of pull it all out because it the grain's thicker. But canned pumpkin is so. It's like, I don't know another substance that looks like canned pumpkin.
Hey, you remember,
it's like baby food.
You remember Nickelodeon Gak?
Yeah, it's like that.
It's
like thick. It's,
viscous. That's what it is.
I mean, if you looked at, even applesauce is a poor comparison. Like, baby food?
Baby food's close.
Baby food's close.
Yeah.
I think baby food's probably the closest that there is.
Yeah, it's in between baby food and Jell-O.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's this weird consistency. So the problem is that you put that in there for an hour and when you're draining it clogs up all the holes in your
cuz it's got an hour to settle in every single crack of that sparge. Yeah.
It's awful. So this year I think I'm going to use a full pound of rice hulls. Rice hulls are exactly what it sounds like. It's just the casing of rice. So they don't add anything to the beer, but they...
It just provides a bed on top.
Yeah, they create a filter, basically.
It's a natural
baby's up.
Flavorless filter.
If you hear a crying baby in the background, it's just from the monitor. She'll go back to bed. Ignore her.
So hey, we went to beer news and then kind of diverted.
Yeah, to pumpkin... Something about
pumpkin beer, because I was drinking pumpkin beer.
Anyway, okay. So let's talk about beer news.
All right.
Want to hear something exciting about Bud Light Platinum?
There's something exciting about it?
It passed the million barrel mark.
Yay!
Yay!
People like Bud Light Platinum.
It's going to start coming out in 22s.
Yay! People can drink more Bud Light Platinum per bottle.
Great.
Awesome.
All right, let's talk about Heineken.
Yay, stackable bottle?
The Heineken company, which actually owns other brew companies that mm-hmm. you may or may not know about, is actually releasing two new beers in a key United States market.
Oh, shit.
I don't know what market, though. Hold on.
Is it Ohio?
No. Carol. The Northeast, Chicago, and Minneapolis. So Heineken actually owns Tecate.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
They also own Amstel.
Oh.
So they are releasing Amstel Wheat.
Wheat?
Wheat and Tecate Michelada.
Tecate
Michelada.
What the fuck is Michelada?
Michelada.
Michelada.
I don't... the first canned, ready-to-drink Michelada. A Michelada is a beer cocktail popular in Mexico that combines beer with lime, salt, spices, and hot sauce.
Wow.
Yep.
I mean, I've had tequila shots with hot sauce.
Yep. I've had a jalapeno cream ale.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about hot sauce in my lime beer.
What about sriracha sauce?
You know, I'm not a big fan of sriracha. I love hot shit, but sriracha doesn't really float my boat.
Rooster sauce.
I yeah.
Just want that cock in my mouth.
The cock in your mouth?
Mm.
The big hot red cock? Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
I'm more a fan of a Cholula.
Cholula?
I like the Cholula.
I don't know what Cholula is.
It's the hot sauce with the round wooden top.
Okay.
It's a spherical...
I thought you were, like, failing to say Chalupa.
No, it's Cholula.
Cholula. Yeah. I feel like that's the name for a elderly woman.
No, actually, it's almost the opposite. I think Cholula is... I thought it was pretty late. Oh, wait. No, that's... Ah, fuck, I don't know what Cholula means.
Great.
So anyway, hey, so, yeah... Heineken releasing beer that's yep. not Heineken.
Great.
Yeah. All
right, Ben, I have a story that is better for you.
Okay.
This is news for you.
For me?
Yep.
Okay, go crazy.
Because you love going to Total Wine.
I do.
Total Wine now allows for online purchases with pickup in store.
No way.
In certain states.
Oh.
I don't know if you're one of the states. Actually, I probably should have looked at that.
That's all right. I'll
but they allow for pickup.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. Well, are you looking right now?
Yeah. I'm fact-checking.
Yep.
We'll continue on. Yeah, that's actually pretty awesome because that way I can order while I'm not at Total Wine, possibly in a location that I would be before I go to Total Wine.
How far from Total Wine are you?
My house is about... 3-4 miles away.
Do you go to the Charlotte Myers Park?
I go to the Charlotte University.
Promenade. Promenade or University, because they're both.
It's the same damn thing.
No, they are listed separately. On their website.
It would be the Promenade, but
Promenade on Providence?
No, then it's actually... Oh, no, that's not the Promenade. Anyway, yeah, it's the University.
You can do store pickup.
Rock out.
You can do store pickup. That's actually pretty cool because this makes me want to find weird stuff that I... How much did it cost to ship that beer to me?
You don't want to know.
Was it like 17 bucks?
No, it was actually cheaper than that.
11.
It was 13.
13? Yeah, that sounds about right. But that's a
and that was through UPS too, and that was actually ground shipment. So
I do UPS when I ship beer, and I think it cost me. I shipped a 6-pack.
Yeah.
It cost me about 17.
Yeah, and
but the thing is, if you can get weird shit for me that I can't get elsewhere, it might be worth the extra money for me.
Oh yeah, no, and I mean I end up getting it cheap. I definitely end up getting it cheap. So
yeah. Yeah, man. That's actually really cool. I'm going to have to start browsing Total Wine and finding weird shit.
All right.
That I can't get here. Like, shit, even Fat Tire. Like, I can't get Fat Tire here.
Can't get Fat Tire?
No. Oh. They don't distribute here.
That's sad.
Yeah, so I can't get...
Like, it makes me cry
Jesus,
a little bit.
They're cheap.
Yeah, no, it's cheap.
Torpedo IPA, $7 for a six-pack. I paid $9.
Yep.
And that's cheap around here. Bell's Two Hearted, I can't get around here. Fuck, you guys have all the good shit.
Well, what's up with that? To North Carolina.
Yeah. I could go down there and buy a mansion.
Yeah, you probably could. I don't know how much you paid for your house, but
we paid $230,000 for my house.
Yeah, you could get a really, 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 really decent place down here.
Yeah.
Like super decent.
We did look at one point.
Yeah, I know you had debated it for a little bit, yeah. And even though my attempt to get you down here didn't quite work out, I still felt successful.
If we had had, I think if we weren't so quick to have a child,
yeah,
I think it may have been more of a possibility.
Yeah, not worth
it. But at the same time, teachers down there make jack shit.
Well, it's all about the cost of living too. So
true.
If you come down with your money, buy that shit.
But see, that's the thing. Like once I do that, I could never come back.
Yeah, no, I that's pretty much how it works.
Yep, like, I can never go back if I go down there.
True story.
So, at least here I have the ability to go somewhere of a similar price range.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep, no doubt. So yeah, Total Wine, awesome. I'll let me know if you have any orders and we'll talk.
Yeah. Yeah, you know my style. You can find me some shit and ship it to me.
It's kind of sad, but when I hit the Total Wine beer category, the beer store, the first thing that pops up is Heineken.
Yeah, I know.
Like, why do I need to order Heineken online and pick it up online? I can go anywhere and get fucking Heineken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of sad, but yeah, okay, whatever. Anyway, so anything other than Total Wine, because that's pretty awesome for me. But that
we have a couple more stories. But first, are you familiar with Reddit?
I know of Reddit. I can't tell you if I've ever really been on Reddit. You answer some Reddit questions.
I'm a big Reddit fan. So Reddit. We'll probably answer some Reddit questions this week because we don't have any actual questions. So Reddit has a section called AMA, which is Ask Me Anything,
mm-hmm.
where people can just say, like, hey, I used to be a stripper. Ask me anything. And
oh, okay.
You have to, in order, you, like, you have to provide documentation proving that you are actually this person and blah, blah, blah. Huh. Yesterday, fucking Barack Obama did an AMA.
Wow. All right.
Yep. It shut down Reddit, which never happens.
So the
president the of incoming, the United States.
The incoming bandwidth was not capable of...
It was hit or miss. Like, it was tough to get in. But, yeah, he spent, like 45 minutes answering questions on Reddit. Like, that's fucking crazy.
No doubt.
But one of the questions was, when do we get the White House beer recipe? Yep. And... the correct answer, and this is what from the mouth of the fucking president of the United States, he said, "We'll be releasing it soon." Like, that's fucking awesome.
Is that soon?
And then he went on to say, and I can guarantee you, it's really good.
Mm.
I was like, oh my god, I love our president; he's the best.
Mm-hmm.
And someone corrected his grammar.
Oh, there was really fucking grammar.
I'm sorry. That is the grammar Nazi's wet dream, to correct the president of the United States.
Okay.
He said this amazing thing. He said blah blah blah. We were talking about the space program, and he said asteroid. And the comment just says an asteroid, Mr. President.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, it was the best thing I've ever seen.
The Reddit troll Batman.
I totally would have done that. Are you kidding me? That's fucking great. He's legendary. That is, he's the most legendary grammar Nazi there ever will be.
And hence why you do not go on Reddit as the President of the United States. That's probably in the contract, line 32 of page 5628.
Yeah. Yeah,
thou exactly. shalt not go on Reddit in AMA.
Jesus. Yeah, it was cool, though. It was really cool. I mean, it was clearly scheduled, like they had planned to do it, but it was definitely cool.
You don't think that there's a White House grammar aficionado that sits there and reviews that shit before?
No, and that's the thing. Like, I'm sure he was actually writing it, which I thought was cool. Okay. But that's someone posted on Twitter. I forget who it was. Right around the time that Obama was doing his thing, said Mitt Romney's showing dick pics on 4chan. Yeah, I thought that was great. anyway. Oh,
yeah.
He was my governor once.
Mm.
Nah.
Yay for Mittens.
Yeah, Mittens Romney. Oh, my favorite thing about The Daily Show lately is the different ways, different things that Mitt stands for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Mittington.
Mittington. Like
Sir Mitts. Anyway. Okay, so.
It was a few years ago with David Letterman.
Impossible.
It was an interview with, it was like one of the, it was a list. You know, he does the lists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 10 things.
That's Mitt his thing. Romney. The top 10.
Yeah, the top 10.
It's his gimmick.
Yeah, it was the top 10 list of, things Mitt Romney's always wanted to say.
Oh, God.
It was actually kind of funny because, you know, he's so just straight faced.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't see a whole lot of excitement out of him. He's not really a comedian.
Fair.
So the fact that he was just flat and absolutely emotionally unavailable during this entire thing was what made it funny.
Gotcha.
But yeah, good job, nice. Mint.
Great.
Yeah, fucking Mint.
Great. So, yeah. Politics. Anyway, you want to get offended?
Do I want to get offended?
Yeah.
Is that anything like getting salted?
No.
Oh.
Yeah,
I get yeah, sure. I
want to
be offended. Offended.
Well, Ben, you'll be offended. So, because as a woman.
Yeah.
This will offend you.
Oh, fuck.
Right.
You're speaking of my mangina. I know you are.
Yep. Yep. You have a mangina. You're going to be offended by this.
I'm all Greg.
Oh, God. I haven't watched that in so fucking long.
That's Greg's vagina.
Attention.
I'm a mangina.
Attention. Oh, Jesus. Attention, Internet. If you've not watched the Mighty Boosh episode of Old Greg, you should probably watch it.
Do you love me?
You ever drink Bailey's from a shoe?
You ever drink Bailey's from a boot?
Oh, from a boot. You're right. Sorry. Anyway.
And in these here, Walters.
As a woman.
Don't worry, you fuzzy little man, Peach.
Shut up.
Okay.
As a woman, this will offend you.
Oh, okay.
There's a brand of beer.
Yep.
Called chick beer.
That's supposed to offend me?
Marketed as America's beer for women.
Okay.
It comes in a pink labeled bottle.
Oh.
And a six pack meant to look like a purse.
Hmm.
And the creators decided to make it because they're mad that there was no beer marketed directly at women.
Hmm.
And so the choice for their marketing was,
I see.
Let's call it chick beer.
And in the label,
let's make it look like a purse.
It's a black dress on the label.
Let's make it look like a purse because that's what women like.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's find out where chick beer is sold.
Great.
Idaho, Illinois, Illinois.
Should get some.
Yeah. No, it's not available anywhere near me. It looks like it's all north or the Midwest. Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, Nebraska, Ohio, Wisconsin. Yeah, that's Midwest.
Right. And so I'm currently reading an article from written by some person.
Ah, all right.
Great. The author is Lauren from Colorado.
Yeah.
From NapaOfBeer.com. And yeah, she puts forth some points about this beer, which I think are actually pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
That this beer is actually brewed by a male brewer.
Okay.
So there's the one thing. They claim on their website that women like flavor, and the very next thing they say is that they use soft malt and low hops to create the beer.
Wow. So
you know, the thing that creates
like, flavor. Tastes like water.
Right.
Oh. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So they're really hoping for the consumer whore vote,
mm-hmm.
where you're walking through and you're like, I could get some woodchuck, or maybe some Mike's Hard Lemonade.
I'll get some chick beer.
There's chick beer.
It's for me.
So they'll get it and be like, oh, this is this made from chicks? Because this sucks.
Right. Yeah. This is made from chicks. Oh, a modest proposal of beer. Right.
Chick beer is people. It's people.
Imagine chick beer was people.
Yeah.
Would you drink it?
I would only drink it if the zombie of Charlton Heston arose and ran through a commercial like chick beer is people. It's people.
Why would is that how a zombie talks?
No, that's how a zombie Charlton Heston would.
Can we talk about zombies for a minute?
Sure.
Have you played the Walking Dead game?
I have not played the Walking Dead.
Fuck, man.
Well, I haven't, in all fairness, I have the first season of Walking Dead on my PC, and I've yet to watch it.
You mean the show?
Yeah.
Okay, well, forget the show.
The
game is a whole separate thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So the game was developed, actually.
I just have to have some background in order to kind of enjoy the game.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
The game was developed before the show was ever a thing.
Oh,
you
really?
Don't have to have read the comics. You don't have to know anything other than the fact that, hey, zombies.
Oh, I'm pretty good with the history of zombies.
You should really buy a season pass for The Walking Dead. It is probably the best episodic game series I've played ever.
Hmm.
Each episode is about 2 hours. So, like, you can sit down and play through the whole thing in the time it would take you to watch a movie.
Okay.
But the way they handle player choice in that game is so goddamn good.
Hmm.
It is a brutal game. It's an adventure game. And really, it's like it's not a whole lot to do in it, per se. There's not so much gameplay as there is. It's like an interactive story in a lot of ways.
No, I gotcha.
But it feels oh my god, it's so good.
Does it feel so good?
It feels so good.
Does it feel great?
I just want the zombies all up in me.
Yeah.
I want them inside me.
Mm-hmm.
You should really play Walking Dead. If you're out there on the internet and you haven't played Walking Dead, episode 1 or 2, and 3 came out today, I haven't had a chance to play it yet. Episode 2 will blow your mind. I hear episode 3 is even crazier, so. Talk about twists and turns, that is a series to play. For sure.
All right.
I recommend it. I think it's $25 for the season.
That's not too bad.
No. So it's five. It's gonna be 5 episodes. They release them about a month apart. The first 3 are out now, and each one will take you 2 to 2.5 hours or so to play through. So.
I gotcha.
But yeah, good stuff. I got another beer.
All right.
You get to pick a number between 1 and 4.
2.5.
Make it a whole number.
4.
Oh, good choice. Good choice, my friend.
Is it Narragansett?
Nope.
Oh.
New. It is not Narragansett. In fact, it is a seasonal specialty of my, of one of my favorite beers. Of the season.
Which is?
It's a pumpkin beer.
Oh, all right.
I'm going to leave it up to you to guess the pumpkin beer while I pour it.
Post Road.
Nope.
Oh, one of your favorite... Oh, man. Shipyard?
Nope.
Is it Dogfish?
Yeah.
All right.
It's the Dogfish Head Pumpkin.
Yeah, it's the pumpkin. Mm. Oh, hey, P.S., we are not sponsored by Dogfish Head in any way, shape, or form, as
no.
we mentioned on previous podcasts.
We
all love the shit out of some Dogfish Head.
But Sam, get at me.
Let's talk
beer.
Let's talk a little bit.
Yeah.
Last night I did, I was at a sushi joint in downtown Charlotte. Probably spent more money on sushi than I ever have in my entire life.
Great.
But had some Dogfish Head 60-minute. And in all honesty, generally my choice of drink with sushi is either a Sapporo or, you know, Kirin Ichiban.
Yeah.
But I figured, hey, why the fuck not? I've got access to some 60-minute and delicious sushi, so I did. And, yeah, it made my night. Thank you, Dogfish Head.
60-minute is a solid beer.
Yeah.
Actually, my guy got some 120 in.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't had this year's yet. I'm anxious to try. It's so fucking expensive. It's like $10 for a 12-ounce bottle.
Yeah.
But we'll have to split some. We'll split some 120.
All right.
When you're up here. Anyway, so this is Dogfish Head Pumpkin,
mm-hmm.
Which they describe as a brown ale, made with pumpkin and
describe it however you want. It's fucking
allspice and whatever. It's not really a brown ale though. I mean, it's like a it's way too light to be a brown ale.
It's a delicious ale.
It's so good. It smells like brown sugar. It tastes like cinnamon and nutmeg and allspice and sex.
Yeah.
I love it. I like it in my mouth. It's great.
Oh, hey, speaking of, I didn't even look at the label for the...
Speaking of which part? Things in your mouth or...
pumpkin ale.
Okay.
I didn't even really read the Sam Adams Harvest Pumpkin Ale.
But, what do they say?
It says, early New England colonists were nothing if not resourceful. Lacking traditional malts, they added pumpkin to their beers, and the first pumpkin ales were born.
Great.
Yay.
Those pogos were smart at all. They'd realize that very little sugar comes from pumpkin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking malt. Hey.
Dumb pilgrims.
So how's your Dogfish Pumpkin?
Delicious.
Yeah.
For pumpkin beers, it's my favorite pumpkin beer, so yeah. I have to give it an A.
We're putting it on the top.
Yeah, yeah. And as a beer, it's an A, because, goddamn, it's good. If you've never had pumpkin, it's actually kind of hard to get. It sells out pretty quickly.
Yep.
If you can get a case of it, just get a fucking case. Just do it. And for an extra special treat, give it a cinnamon sugar rim.
Oh, you give it a
rim job. Cup?
Give it a sweet rim job.
Give it a sweet rim job. Cinnamon sugar. I mean, I didn't do it for this one, but I typically do.
Yeah.
Just dip the edge of your glass in water.
Just the tip.
Just the tip. Just right. Then roll it in cinnamon sugar.
Okay.
And then pour the beer in and just fucking drink that shit. Oh, so good.
All day long.
All right.
Well, I'm gonna be drinking something less awesome.
Great.
What is your it's the Dunkelweizen.
Is it Dunkelweizen?
Yeah.
It's Bud Light Platinum.
Oh, Sam Adams Dunkelweizen.
At least you're not drinking Bud Light Lime Merita.
Oh, dude. Well, actually, that next morning, I had the worst fucking headache.
Yeah?
And I,
God, I was so hungover. I was sung-hover. I was so hungover last
night. Actually, Ashley's still laughing to this day on the extent of things you offered her. to come up during Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
She's like, Andy offered to pay my bills for like the next 6 months.
I did not offer that.
I'm sure you did at one point in time.
You were
starting to rattle out shit.
No,
I'll buy you a cheese flavored rocket ship.
No bullshit.
I was
not that drunk. I didn't say
when we go to Gaslight Anthem, I'll
okay.
Stage by you, guitar.
First of all,
guy.
There's no fucking way I was actually that drunk.
No, you weren't, but she was still laughing.
No,
because
not
it
at
was,
all. The only thing I offered to do was buy her a Gaslight Anthem ticket.
It was a valiant pursuit.
I may have offered to buy her dinner while she was here, but that was probably it.
You know what? You can spend Thanksgiving in.
America's town, man. That's the
town.
who would want to do that?
Hey, so if anybody out there who's not on the East Coast or really in Plymouth, Massachusetts, think that it's a good idea to spend Thanksgiving in America's hometown, and that would make you a better person or probably fulfill any part of your life, you're fucking wrong. Shit's the same as anywhere else. They got a parade. And people who protest a parade.
I just got an email.
From
Dan Flock.
Oh, hey, what's up,
Flockmaster? Flockmaster. And if you're listening to the podcast, hey, I just got your email. I actually kind of hope that I can make this happen, but I doubt it. He wants to go whitewater rafting.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, this weekend.
Was that in Maine or Vermont? Or?
Yeah, you know, starting Saturday. No big deal.
Yeah.
It's in Maine. It's way far up in Maine. It's like 5 hours. It's actually with the company that we've done before.
Is it Ace or?
No, Northern Outdoors.
Okay, I got nothing on that.
Yeah, we like them a lot. I think is it Kennebec? Shit. I don't know. But yeah, he and his girlfriend had, Kennebec. He and his girlfriend had booked it, and I guess the couple they were with, bailed. So, the rafting is actually Monday, so doubt I can do it because that's a long drive home.
Yeah, no doubt.
But, that would be awesome. That
mm-hmm.
It sucks. If only the rafting were Sunday, I totally would go. Anyway. Hey Dan.
yo, Flockmaster.
Yeah.
Any other beer news?
Yeah, no, yeah. Article on SeriousEats.com.
Serious Eats.
The best beers to drink with junk food. Yeah.
Sorry, they needed just a brief introduction.
You cut it short.
Yeah.
So, cheese puffs.
Yeah.
What beer would you pair with cheese puffs? I'll tell you if you're right.
I would go. Are we talking styles or particular brands?
Styles.
Amber.
Nope. IPA is the correct answer according to Series Eats.
IPA. So we want a hoppy, sweet.
IPA or stout, it says. Both make the dusting of cheese powder taste a little more like actual cheese.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I can understand.
Yep. Funyuns.
Ooh, Funyuns.
IPA and Pilsner.
Yeah, I was about to say, you need something really light to wash out that oniony flavor.
Yep.
Because I don't think cream and onion go well together. Mm-hmm. So, no.
Cool Ranch Doritos.
I want some Cool Ranch Doritos.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so you get the spiciness from some Cool Ranch Doritos.
And what would you wash it down with?
Yeah, I got nothing.
Hefeweizen.
Hefeweizen. Yeah, no. I
could see a wheat beer.
I'm not going to go wheat beer with Cool Ranch Doritos.
What would you go with?
I'd actually... You know, I really don't know.
I would go with Hefeweizen.
I'm thinking good. About taste profiles in my mouth, and I can't really match anything up with the awesome combination of ranch and spice. I don't know.
Fair enough. Yeah. Chester's Flamin' Hot Fries.
They picked that one out specifically?
Yep.
I feel like there's some shameless advertising going on here.
IPA.
Yep. IPA.
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 Barbecue potato chips.
Ooh. Barbecue potato chips. What did they pick for that one?
Belgian double. Like, what the fuck?
What do you need?
Bud Light. That's what I would probably go with.
Bud Light.
If I'm relegating myself to barbecue potato chips, I'm drinking Bud Light.
What about Cape Cod's Firecracker?
They don't make Firecracker anymore.
But that's a spicy barbecue chip.
I know, they don't make it.
It's sad.
They make Mesquite barbecue.
Oh, so it's a little smoked.
Which it's close, but it is not the Firecracker. The Firecracker was my favorite barbecue chip ever made.
That was my jam.
It was so fucking good. And the Mesquite one, it's okay, but it's no Firecracker.
Yeah.
What is your chip of choice?
My chip of choice? I like Sun Chips Harvest Cheddar.
Eh.
I am a Sun Chip fan.
That is is that the chip that you, so were you to never get fat from eating them?
That
would be the chip you would choose?
I would eat that shit all day, every day for the rest of my life. I would clean the insides of my fingernails just to get that extra little bit of cheese flavor out.
Nope.
On a toothpick.
Wrong.
I'm wrong.
There is a better chip available.
You asked me of my particular choice.
And I'm telling you, you're wrong.
Okay, what's your chip there, Mr. Wise Man?
Utz sour cream and onion.
Fuck Utz.
Fuck you.
It's eating like a grease-soaked piece of cardboard.
Poster board. I would agree with you for most of their chips, but their sour cream and onion is the best chip I've ever had.
So they just happen to be against the grain of every other chip they've produced because of the flavoring?
Their sour cream and onion chips are, they're like Ruffles, so they got the ridges.
Oh, okay.
They're perfectly seasoned. They're like melt in your mouth fucking good. They're so good.
I just refuse to believe that Utz would be anybody's perfect chip of choice.
Have you not had the sour cream and onion?
I have, and it tastes like every other sour cream and onion.
No, it does not. Yeah. It's so much better. Beersgiving. I'm giving you Utz chips.
Dude. Hey, dog, let go of the beer cap. You want some beer? Hey, drink some beer, dog. Come here. Hey, dog.
Don't kill your dog on air.
He's not gonna. Oh, wait. We got a couple licks in.
He's
licking the snout.
Don't allow your beer to pick your dog.
Apparently, the dog likes the Dunkelweizen, yeah.
Ja.
Das Hund.
If only you had dogfish head.
Oh.
Fuzzy dog.
Well, he took about three laps of the Dunkelweizen.
Right. And now you're gonna drink that beer?
Oh, he just sneezed. I think he's allergic to it.
Are you now?
And now he's going for the bottle top. Hey, come here.
Are you gonna drink that beer now?
Oh, of course.
So your dog licks his ass.
I lick my ass.
No, you don't. Your dog licks your ass. Licks your ass.
Your dog licks your ass.
Your dog licks his own asshole.
Uh-huh.
And now you're drinking from a glass or bottle of which your dog has lapped at.
Coming from a microbiology standpoint, a dog's mouth is technically cleaner than a human's mouth. If you go through and swab a dog's mouth and then swab a human's mouth,
this is not
a dog's mouth has a less variance and severity of bacteria.
This is not microbiology cast. This is beer cast. And fuck. All right, fine. All right, the final chip.
Yep.
Cheese Fix Munchies.
The fuck is Cheese Fix Munchies? They're going on this cheese kick. It's like
Apparently, Munchies is a whole bunch of Frito-Lay stuff thrown in a bag.
It is Frito-Lay.
It's a combination of Sun Chips,
shameless advertising,
pretzels, Cheetos, and Doritos.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Guess which one they choose, because they've only chosen it for every single one.
The Doritos?
IPA.
IPA.
Yeah, for all that. IPA. Okay.
Yeah.
I want to bring your attention to a different country.
Bosnia-Herzegovina?
Bavaria.
Oh, Bavaria.
The Bavaria. You familiar with the Brotzeit?
With the Brotzeit? The Brotzeit?
Brotzeit, yeah.
Yeah, I got nothing on that.
Would you like to know what a Brotzeit is?
How do you spell it?
B-R-O-T. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Z-E-I-T.
Well, Zeit is time.
Mm-hmm.
Brot. Wait, spell that first part again.
B-R-O-T.
Is it sausage time?
Nope.
Oh.
That would be B-R-A-T.
Eight, well, it depends, yeah. So, anyway. What time is it?
I mean, second breakfast time.
Second breakfast time?
Second breakfast.
Wow, that sounds fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, second breakfast I only know of because of Lord of the Rings.
Oh.
Where Pippin says something to the effect of, but what about second breakfast? He knows about that, right? Because Aragorn won't allow them to eat food.
Ah.
They already have breakfast.
And not second breakfast.
Second breakfast.
And what a bastard.
Second breakfast is the best.
What a greedy son of a bitch.
What's the weirdest time of day you've ever eaten breakfast foods?
I don't think there's any weird time of the day.
Okay, but what's the most abnormal time you've ever eaten breakfast foods?
I eat breakfast foods all day, so I don't really think there's an abnormal time.
You're ruining this. So, you know what I mean.
When I'm sitting on the toilet, I don't know.
You've never, breakfast for dinner is a strange occasion. Is there any other weird time where you've eaten breakfast food for dinner or some other meal?
No. I think breakfast food for dinner is fucking fantastic.
I'm not saying it's not.
I don't think it's weird.
You're being an asshole.
I'm not. I'm being serious.
Breakfast with the general populace, there are times where breakfast is appropriate and where breakfast is inappropriate. What is the most inappropriate time that you have eaten breakfast?
You're talking to me. My gauge of appropriateness is pretty fucking skewed. So.
Oh my god! Use the general consensus, Ben. I'm gonna stab you on the internet. Lunchtime is the weirdest breakfast time you've ever had.
I don't fucking know. Like I said, I'm a bad person.
Oh, you're the worst. Okay.
Your teacher methods of trying to pull this out of me is not going to work.
Yeah, I would fail you as a student.
That's great. I thank you for that.
So here's the time that I have had breakfast that was weird.
Yeah.
My friend had a birthday party at a diner.
Yeah.
And the diner is a 24-hour diner.
Yeah.
Party started around 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I was having full-on breakfast food, like eggs, bacon, toast, home fries with a Guinness.
Okay.
And it was awesome.
Is it not?
It was probably the best thing I've done.
Have you ever had Guinness and French toast?
I had French toast that night too, so yes.
Oh,
it was fit. God. Oh. Well, see,
and that might be a difference because down here at all the diners, I mean, they serve breakfast all day long. So when you get out of a nice hefty night of drinking, you go to a diner, you eat fucking breakfast.
I mean, you can do that if you find an IHOP, but all the diners here close at like 3 p.m. because they're straight up breakfast diners. They're like they're open at 5. They close at like 2 or 3.
We thrive on the like, midnight after diners around here.
I have been to a Waffle House.
And we do have a share Waffle Houses. They actually started out in Atlanta, so we're not too far.
We did go to Waffle House when we went down there.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure when we went at like 1 a.m. or something.
That's the only time to go to Waffle House.
Waffle House gave me the shits.
That's good, because then you know it's true Waffle House. And it probably wasn't the Waffle House itself, it was the coffee. Because if you're there at 1 a.m., most likely you're getting a cup of coffee.
Yeah, but I mean...
Their coffee is known for its laxative...
For shit-inducing?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's definitely a laxative.
It's weird. I drink a lot of coffee, and I drink good coffee. And
by no means is Waffle House good coffee. That's the coffee you get when you're about to fall asleep on the road, and the Waffle House like is the only thing open.
Of motor oil.
Yeah.
The stuff where when you look at the surface, it's shiny like gasoline on water.
Yep, because, that's the good shit right there.
Great. I got to plug some coffee right now.
All right.
Speedwell.
Yeah.
Speedwell Coffee Roasters, Plymouth, Massachusetts.
That's right. That's actually right across from my uncle's shop.
Yeah, get at me. That place is. I mean, we are obviously both familiar with it, but.
Well, you know, when I was up there, I gave you some of their peaberry.
Yeah, and I have some of their peaberry, and I have some of their. They have a Kenyan AA.
Mm.
That's real good.
Is Kirby still up there?
Or? No, she's elsewhere now. But no, you can actually go to Speedwell. They have one of those square devices on an iPad. So you can just like go straight up to their warehouse and say, hey, I want to buy a couple pounds of coffee and just charge your card right there. It's really cool. So we'll have to do that when you're up here.
And they do all their roasting right there in the
spot. They do. And stuff that was roasted that morning. It's great.
So why are you plugging Speedwell all of a sudden?
I don't know. We were talking about breakfast food. I bring this up because the story that I'm talking about has to do with breakfast. So in Bavaria.
Yeah.
They are into a specific drink to go with Brotzeit. It's the second breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
They recommend a Hefeweizen.
Hmm.
Yep. Wheat beers for a second breakfast.
And this is a nationally recognized beer choice of the second breakfast?
Yes.
I like it.
It is indeed. So the traditional second breakfast in Bavaria would consist of cheese and bread,
mm-hmm.
maybe a fresh pretzel, perhaps veal sausage, and white radishes and Hefeweizen.
Huh. Made me think I should go to Bavaria.
I'm thinking if I can get away with drinking Hefeweizen in the morning, I'm into it.
Yeah. Yeah, just pull out some cheese, like a pretzel.
I'm having my
Brotzeit. In class. Just be like, listen, bitches.
Listen, students, I'm having my Brotzeit.
Yeah. It's a five site time, so just turn around. I am Bavarian. Can't you tell by the name Andrew Hill?
Yep. Very, very Bavarian.
And I need my traditional breakfast.
Yep.
Second breakfast.
Need my broadsite.
Yeah, your broadsite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wonder if you can make like a bratzel and stuff your veal sausage and the fucking pretzel. A bratzel?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fucking it's a brat.
Yeah.
In a pretzel.
It's in a pretzel.
Well, yeah, you take the pretzel dough.
Uh-huh.
And you wrap around the fucking brat, the uncooked brat, and then you cook it.
Do you shape it like a pretzel or like a brat?
It's kind of like it's a brat. It's kind of like a wrapped brat. You can also make just get a regular pretzel, slice it in half, and then slice some brats and make like a bratzel sandwich. No, because it's good, because your brat, you typically eat with like some spicy brown mustard, also pretzels. So you get a salted pretzel, you slice it in half, a soft pretzel.
Question.
You put some spicy mustard on there, cut a brat in half, chuck it on, you got a beer dinner of champions.
I have a question.
I have an answer.
What if I don't like Green. Spicy mustard?
Then you eat the brat and the pretzel, and you hope to hell nobody notices that you didn't put spicy mustard on it, because you're a little bitch.
No, I'm not a little bitch, I just don't like mustard. I don't know. I don't like. There are a lot of condiments I don't like.
Such as?
I don't like mustard. I don't like mayo. I don't like relish.
So you like ketchup?
I like ketchup.
And
barbecue sauce.
Yeah. Well, they're tomato based, so hey.
I like some mustards, but the only mustard I've ever taken a liking to is at Panera.
Hmm.
Panera does a panini with tomato ale mustard.
Oh, so it's tomato-based mustard.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Hence why I like it. And even then, sometimes it's a little too mustardy for me.
Yeah. But, your traditional German-style pretzel, you're going to get some spicy brown mustard, or even brats for that fact. So.
See, I do bratwurst, and I grill it up, make it all nice, and I'll put a little barbecue on it. It's pretty good with barbecue. I mean, I do them plain, but I like them with barbecue, and I'll throw some beer on there too on the grill.
All right. Well, hey, when you come down to North Carolina for an inevitable wedding,
yeah,
hey,
when I come down there, I mean for your wedding, sure, but
yeah. We'll take you to the Flying Saucer, and we'll brought you up.
I've heard good things.
Nothing but good.
There was a news story about the Flying Saucer, and I skipped it.
Why so?
I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't.
They're one of the
talk
best.
Talk about some shit while I find it.
Okay.
God.
Some shit, dude. Yep. Today I took a nasty shit.
Oh, I took a really bad one this morning.
And this is.
We talk about poops,
dude. Yeah.
I don't know. I think there's something up with the water in my school, because it looked a little weird.
Yeah.
And then I had the poops this morning.
Yeah,
I got up.
Is it like burning poops?
No, well, no, it wasn't like fire poop, but like I got up this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I got up early for me. I got up and I farted like normal because I fart.
Yeah, get your morning flatulence.
Yeah, like I just got my farts out.
Hey, honey.
And I was like,
good morning.
Wait a second. Now that I farted, I was like, oh, I feel like I need to do more than this. And so yeah. I got up and I was like, whatever, I'll poop real quick, take a shower, just be up for the day.
Yeah.
And I sat down, and it was like, I don't know how to explain it. It was bad.
Are we going back to pumpkin pie?
Yeah, it was like, it was just bad noises. It was really bad, and it was one of those, like, you think you're done.
Oh, no.
And then you
get the gurgle, and it comes back.
Yeah, it's really strong. Gurgly. It was the most gurgly poop I've had in a long time.
Is it one of those where you wipe once or twice, and then it gurgles, and you go, oh,
man, I'm not done, shit.
It was a pre-wipe. No.
Yeah, it was bad. So like, yeah, and I was actually like, the poop lasted long enough that I was actually like, instead of being early for work, I was relatively on time. I was like, oh, great, I'm getting up early, I'm gonna be there early. Nope.
I was getting there right on, right to the bell.
Well, we're glad you got up early, because otherwise you'd have to walk into your class and be like, sorry, guys, I had a...
And then I was gurgling throughout the day.
You got
it,
the bubble.
It kind of went away, but it was like one of those, like, you know how you get the internal fart?
Yeah, yeah. It's
like, you have to fart, but you have to hold it in, so it just gurgles up into your chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't do, like, the test fart, where you fart just a little bit to see if you can control it out?
No, because there's always the risk that you can't.
Oh, but...
I've never actually encountered that, though.
Is that just because your lack of sphincter control, or...
No. Like, I've never... So there's only been one situation, and it's actually was fairly recent, like a couple weeks ago, where I had the farts,
mm-hmm.
and I was you know, I was like in the bathroom, whatever, just brushing my teeth, and I was
oh, dude, dog is jonesing the beer.
Great.
Oh, dude, I'm getting splashed with beer.
Shit, you're gonna make your dog.
It's like a fucking beer sick. Car wash.
You're gonna make your dog sick. Dog sick. Don't.
Well, he's not drinking an entire pint of beer here. He's getting a couple laps in.
It doesn't matter. Don't allow him that.
Aren't you, you little drunk fucker?
Oh, anyway, yeah. So I was standing around brushing my teeth, farting, because, you know, the morning.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, you brush your teeth, clean your face,
and fart.
Cleanse your colon.
Yep, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
And so I farted, and it was one of those, I farted, and I immediately cut off my fart, because I went, this is not a fart. and then it became what it became, and it was disgusting, and it was just, it was a bad day altogether.
It was a shit prequel?
Yep. It was a shitquel.
It was a shitquel. Okay.
Yep. Yep. It was the beginning of the end. Yeah.
So generally in the morning I drink coffee, right?
I do too.
And I'm pretty good with coffee in the morning.
I am too, but as I get older it gives me the shits.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I can understand that. And I've been not drinking just regular coffee. You know, I'm getting, like an espresso drink, a latte or something.
But you're like me in that you drink black coffee, right?
Oh, yeah.
Do you drink espresso black?
I can, and I actually love it, but generally if I'm...
Because my favorite drink is an Americano.
Americano?
Yeah. Yep. Espresso and water. Black. Kernel
water and espresso.
Yep.
Get that nice earthy flavor. It tastes like you're drinking delicious dirt water.
I love it.
Yeah. But yeah, so, you know, I drink my morning cup of coffee. Nothing crazy, which was good for the week. And I went and ate my dinner, because I eat lunch or dinner at a weird time, which today's choice was beef tips and mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, I've never had more of an emergent shit. Just like you're sitting there, doing work.
Oh God!
Yeah, and it's like a flash of lightning.
My colon is exploding.
Yeah, it you don't even have time to tell people what's going on. It's just one of those. You get up and go.
I gotta go.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll BRB.
Is we don't have multiple stall bathrooms on my floor. It's just a single occupancy bathroom.
Oof.
And And I work in a fairly female populated industry. You know, we've got a lot of chicks working in the lab. So there's a male bathroom.
Don't call it chicks. Don't call it chicks.
Oh yeah. No, we have a lot of female women who work in the lab. So there's one male bathroom for every female bathroom, but it always seems like all of those male bathrooms are occupied. So you're running up and down a hall in a hospital, hoping that you can find someone that's willing to release their bathroom. But, it's one of those where you sit down just in time. Just in time.
Yeah, that's always the worst.
If there was a countdown monitor, you'd be pushing a hundredth of a second.
Gross.
Yeah, it was probably one of the most raunchy things I've ever experienced in my life.
Gross.
Yeah.
Let's answer some Reddit questions.
Okay, Reddit. Dude, I think my dog's a beer addict.
You're making him that way.
It took three
laps. It's going to hurt your dog.
He is the quickest alcoholic I have ever known.
You are going to hurt your animal.
I don't know anybody that's ever had, like, three laps of beer and then...
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're usually friends with humans. This is a fucking animal.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't be an idiot.
Too.
Oh, he's not tall. Oh, he just stepped on my balls. Okay, yeah. No, I get it. Yeah.
You.
It's all right. He's not drinking beer anymore. I'm drinking beer. I'm not the worst.
You're the worst.
Oh, come on. You've never seen videos of, like, pit bulls lapping up entire cans?
Okay. Question from Reddit.
Yep.
Is it just me? What's going on with the taste of a hoppy beer that reminds me of gummy bears? Is it something to do with oils?
Of gummy bears?
I don't know.
Well, it depends which gummy bears you're eating, because there's some grapefruit slash...
Mm-hmm.
There's some citrusy gummy bears out there.
Yep. Could be hops.
Could be hops.
Could be that you're going crazy or you're having a stroke.
It could be that you're eating hop-flavored gummy bears.
Could be. They make hop candy.
Yeah, hop candy.
Good job, Reddit. Next question. if you have an actual question for the Brewcast, you can email us at thebrewcast@gmail.com or go to, not Tumblr, fuck, formspring.me/thebrewcast to drop a question there. You can also hit us on Twitter. I'm at OverTheAndyHill. Ben is at BenjaminYoMom.
Mm.
That would be at BenjaminYoMom. Joey, who is a contributor but is MIA for a while, is at HD Joey. Great.
Yeah, definitely.
Help, please. New brewer here.
Uh-oh.
The top of my airlock blew off last night, and it continues to ferment somewhat violently.
Yeah.
What should I do?
Let it go.
Sanitize the new airlock, put it on. Actually, no, yeah. Fuck that. Sanitize a blow-off tube, put it on.
Well, that's...
You're not going to ruin your beer by sanitizing something and then putting a blow-off tube on there.
Yeah.
You should have done a blow-off tube in the first place.
Well, airlocks, I mean, it depends. A, why
there's a pic. There's a picture in this one, though. There's a picture.
Is there exploded Krausen everywhere?
No, but this is a carboy filled to the brim.
And
a straight up airlock on it.
So he filled a 5 or 6 gallon to the brim and didn't leave space for the Krausen to move.
I mean, there's some headspace, but certainly not enough for any sort of Krausen buildup. You want to either use a vessel that is way bigger than your brew, or rig up a blow-off tube to be safe, because certain yeast strains will ferment wildly when others will be somewhat calm. So depending on the yeast strain you're using, I mean, you definitely want to do a blow-off tube. Blow-off tube is just like an airlock. It's water-based. You take a tube, you stick it in a bung in your carboy.
Bunghole.
You put it in the bunghole.
Keep it from my bunghole.
And then the tube goes into a glass or growler, or I use pitchers of
water.
Sanitized liquid. I use sanitizer, not water, just in case. But yeah, if you just use sanitizer and you just stick it in there, it creates a closed system, whereby CO2 can escape, but nothing else can get in. And then, miraculously, you have a closed system that works well and does not explode all over your roof. I had that happen once.
Yeah, no, I
talked about that. Episode 2 or 3. Foot beer.
Yep. We wonder why it was footy.
That was the beer that tasted like feet, because the top blew off my fermenter.
That's what happens when you get topless beer.
Topless beer blows everywhere.
Yeah, great. Definitely.
Any other questions? What type of work area do I need to brew? ? I have an unconditioned 16x12 foot work room and a little area 2x4 in my kitchen. Would either of those spaces work?
Depends on the temperature.
Depends on the temperature, depends on the style of brewing you're doing. If he's talking about a full brew process, if you're brewing extract, you just need a burner.
Yep.
If you are brewing all grain, you need a little bit more space, but not by much. Maybe like 6 feet by 3 feet.
Well, you said the 16x12 would work.
16x12 would totally work. However,
You need some ventilation.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. You should probably look into that. Great.
Yeah.
Anything you want to add?
As far as brewing room?
As far as anything.
My dog just burped.
Great.
Yeah, good job, McFly.
Good job. Your dog's name is McFly?
That's his middle name.
McFly!
McFly!
What's his first name?
Mitchell.
Mitchell McFly?
Mitchell McFly.
Marty!
And Marty.
We have to get back to the future!
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit. Yeah.
They could say shit a lot in PG movies in the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
The Goonies?
Oh, man, that was...
Goonies. How many times did the Goonies say shit?
Rampant with the,
all
the shit.
All time.
Hell, even Mouth said it in Spanish.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I just test farted. It is kind of raunchy.
Ben.
Yes.
Let's end this podcast.
Aight.
Okay, so before we do that, let's recap things we've talked about.
Yep.
We've talked about pooping.
And pumpkin beer.
We've talked about pumpkin beer.
And the link between pooping and pumpkin beer being the consistence
farting.
Of pumpkin pie mix.
We've talked about Hefeweizens.
Yeah, that's
pumpkin
beer. Hefeweizen.
We've talked about how dumb Heineken can be.
Yep.
And we've talked about other things.
Definitely. There were many other things.
This has been episode 19 of the Brewcast.
Super.
Thank you for joining us.
Hey, and just remember that episode 20 will not be up for another 2 weeks.
Correct. 2 weeks from today is when we're going to have episode 20 up. So we're no longer going to be every week. We're going to be every other week. Hopefully that will allow for a more consistent and funny show with more stuff to talk about that is dumb.
Yay, dumb stuff.
Yay, dumb stuff. That's the best part.
Yeah.
There is also a slight chance, and... Oh, I'm yawning, it's late. Holy shit. Ugh. It's late. It's 11:20.
I just chubby babied my dog.
Great. So there's a slight chance that we may move recording date to Friday?
Oh, snap.
Rather than Thursday? Which basically means that instead of being up at midnight on Thursday, it'll be up on Fridays. So really no change for those of you that check on Friday. But yeah, slight chance. Not sure yet. We'll see. That said, this has been the Brewcast, episode number 19. Thank you for listening. Find us on iTunes. Subscribe on iTunes. Rate us on iTunes.
iTunes.
And give a little actual text review, if you don't mind, because that makes
us
happy. Sam, hit me up. Review me on iTunes.
Dogfish Tunes.
Dogfish Tunes.
I had.
Podcast. Everyone, buy Dogfish Head beer. It'll be great.
Pumpkin's phenomenal.
It.
Do it.
I would love if they were paying us.
Yeah, right. Not we happening,
should,
though.
We should make that work somehow.
Yeah. Hey, Andy.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah, we need to end this.
Yeah.
Okay.
The podcast went too long, eh?
Oh, the podcast is still going, eh?
I ended the podcast.
No, I'm still recording. We'd not ended the podcast yet.
Oh, shit.
Okay, we ended the podcast.
Oh, okay.
We see you in 2 weeks.